We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, hi guys, this is Elisa Starr. This is my thought of the day. Okay, are you, or have you ever been, a man in your 20s? When you were a man in your 20s, did you fuck women? Did you fuck a lot of women? Even did you fuck a few women that you lost track of? If so, you could have knocked up anybody. So, I ask you, men in your 40s, adults in your 40s who were men, how can you fuck anybody without getting a DNA test? I mean, even if you weren't the slut in your family, even if your brothers were sluts, I would still want a DNA test. If your dad was a slut, I'd still want a DNA test. Not for everyone you fuck, obviously. Like, if you're going home with somebody from the bar, you don't want to swab them and then wait 12 hours or whatever for a test. Which is funny, because I feel like that used to be how we treated HIV and pregnancy. And now it's just like accidentally fucking your dad, right? That's like the new thing. So, like I said, can't test everybody you take home. But if you're going to have a repeat, I would do a test. No one blames you if you accidentally fuck like a family member, like a new family member, like a daughter you didn't know you had, like once. But twice feels a little deliberate, right? As a woman, I can fuck a lot of dudes, and I always know how many kids I've had, which is none, because babies are gross. But I don't, and this is the only advantage to having a womb. Pretty much everything else about having a womb just fucking sucks. But at least I can keep track of my seed, right? I guess it's not really my seed. I guess it's my eggs. But still, I can keep track of all, like, they stay with me until I'm ready to do something with them. But as somebody who was a man, is a man in your younger days, just please be careful. Test for incest. Test yourself and your partners. Or consider dating people your own age for a while until everyone could have been one of your... I don't know. Just consider... I know the third wife is usually the youngest, but maybe just stick with the age of the second wife. You know, just don't go there. Just don't. Yeah, because I would be doing so much math if I was a dude. I would be like, okay, this is what my journals would obsessively be about. I would be like, as soon as I figured out this could be a problem, as soon as I was in my 30s and I was like, fuck, I was fucking at 15. All right. Okay. But I know that girl didn't have a baby. You know, and then, like, it starts to get hazy around 20, right? And so I'd be like, I'm trying to remember not just the names of them, but, like, the cities where I had sex with them, any details I can remember. Like, It just seems like a lot to do. So I would definitely just rather get a few DNA tests out of the way. And, you know, once you start testing, it just becomes like a habit. Don't worry. Like I said, we did that with HIV. We did that with pregnancy. You know, the tests have gotten really quick and you stop feeling weird about it after a little while. This has been Elisa Starr's Thought of the Day. As always, the Elisa Starr's Thought of the Day is brought to you by Snarky Cards. Snarky Cards, brutally honest greeting cards. Today's Snarky Card is, "That's fucked up." Sincerely, everyone. This is available as a magnet at snarkycards.etsy.com.
Elisa Starr, blabbermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Starr, trying to get you to laugh at your scars. Elisa Starr, tells you what's up wherever you are. Elisa Starr, she is a booby blabbermouth who is your friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.